They give me their vast neglect, the blue parts of states that hold the distant hills.
That's Callie Fandelays, managing editor of Microcosmos, Wichita State University's literary journal. The publication has just released its 60th issue, and featured in this new volume is William Stafford's poem, One for the Exiles.
I walk looking at the ground. The world is a big place.
The publication is most closely associated with the university's creative writing program, although students from all corners of the university can submit, as can alumni. Fandelays points out that early in its existence, Microcosmos published works by such notable writers as William S. Burroughs and Kansas native Charles Blumel.
When it first started, Microcosmos was kind of this cool underground magazine that a lot of poets like Charles Blumel and William S. Burroughs, they wanted to publish in, and so it was a great platform. And although at the time it wasn't a big magazine, I think that was a little bit of the allure to it.
Among the alumni who have published in Micro's pages are short story writers and novelists such as Susan DeColvey, Janet Peary, and Barbara Stewart, as well as numerous poets. Fandelay says that today the greatest issue the publication faces is funding.
Funding is very difficult. We were laughing because when we sell the issues, we'll probably end up losing money. But, you know, basically we propose funds to the Student Government Association at Wichita State, and they can either say yes or say no. So it kind of depends on their generosity.
Microcosmos offers graduate students such as Fandelays the chance to learn editorial skills, which many of them employ in their futures, as many of the graduates go on to work in some area of publishing.
You really get to see all parts of the process from, you know, soliciting to the final publication.
And then, of course, there's always the love of literature and being able to follow a poem such as Stafford's One for the Exiles through the publication process.
I like it here. Really, we own only what we fall on the last time. All the rest of the time, we share the world with the wind.
For KMUW News, I'm Jed Bodwin.